needs to use up still. I'll be off as soon as I've done this spreadsheet. We've got a product meeting first thing on 2nd of January, and AJ wants me to send the research data over before the Christmas holidays so he can take a look at it. I'll be 10 minutes max, she promised.
You'll have to be. I need to lock up and go home, Freddie told her. I'll be back in 10 minutes, no later.
Almost done. Safi turned her attention back to inputting her research data into the spreadsheet. She loved working for BuyCreative.com, an online company that brought small creative businesses and individuals together to sell their goods online. It had been going for 6 years now and was very successful. Safi had been working there for 3 years, and as part of the digital product marketing team, it was her job to work with the individual creatives to help them achieve the maximum sales for their business. It involved a lot of research, but the end product, helping a small craft firm or a solo artist to achieve more sales, was worth it. What she really wanted to do, though, was be a business development manager and find new creatives to add to their list of partners. One of the development managers was leaving next month, and AJ had hinted that he was intending to promote someone from the office, and she was hoping it would be her. Safi knew that two other product researchers were after the job too, but if she could produce an impressive product development plan, then she might be able to convince AJ that she was the best person for it, so it was worth working late to get it finished. Then she was off to meet Robbie and Meg, two of her oldest friends, for a pre-Christmas drink at Perry's, the new wine bar in town. True to his word, Freddie returned exactly 10 minutes later. Finished, Safi said cheerily as she switched off her computer. She pushed her chair back and grabbed her black leather holdall from under her desk. I won't be a sec. She nipped over to the women's cloakroom, took a lacy electric blue sleeveless top from the holdall and swapped it with the pinstriped shirt she was wearing. She replaced the thick black tights and ankle boots with sheer tights and black stilettos, thus transforming her black pencil skirt into a passable going-out outfit. She put her work clothes and boots into the holdall, then quickly added a touch of powder to her face, replaced the light pink lipstick with shimmery red, ran a brush through her unruly bob, the bane of her life, added another sweep of luscious lash mascara to enhance her dark brown eyes, took her camel trench coat from the hanger, and was out again. Freddie looked amused.
Well, that's quite a transformation.
Safi grinned. I don't have time to go home and change, so it'll have to do. She blew him a kiss. See you in the new year. Have a good Christmas. Then she hurried out of the office. She was a bit late, but Robbie and Meg wouldn't mind. Buttoning up the neck of her coat, she stepped out of the warm building into the cold night air. People bustled by, laden down with bags from their late-night shopping, or gathering in the coffee and wine bars that dotted the street. It was almost cold enough for snow, Safi thought, as she thrust her hands into her pockets, wishing she'd remembered to wear her gloves this morning. She hoped it did snow. Everywhere looked so gorgeous, all twinkly and white, really Christmassy. Colourful fairy lights twinkled overhead, illuminating the street in a multicoloured glow, and a huge decorated tree shimmered and sparkled in the square. Safi smiled and quickened her step. She loved Christmas. The decorations, the tree, the lights, the carols booming out in the shops, the drinks with friends, and most of all, the parties. Her diary was full of nights out planned for the following Christmas week, and she wasn't back at work until 2nd of January, thanks to being owed 2 days' holiday. The rest of the office didn't finish until lunchtime on Friday. AJ had given everyone Christmas Eve off. Life was good. She turned the corner and hurried towards the sparkly lights of Perry's. Meg was already there, sitting at a table by the window, a glass of white wine in front of her. She stood up and waved as Safi walked in. Safi waved back, went to the bar, got herself a glass of rosé, she always found white wine too heavy, and made her way over to Meg. Sorry, I had some work to finish, she said as she sat down. No Robbie yet?
No worries. I've only been here a few minutes. We had a meeting after work.
Meg's short blonde hair was still immaculately in place, as was her makeup. As manageress of a well-known beauty counter at the high street store, she knew all the tricks of the trade.